American Language Course, Tape 1303C. Note the use of the possessive pronouns in these sentences. Listen to them and repeat them.
Is this your book?
Yes, this book is mine.
Are these Jack's letters?
Yes, they are his.
Whose watch is this?
This watch is his.
Is this your identification card?
No, this is not mine.
Whose magazines are these?
They are yours.
Are these their oranges?
Yes, these oranges are theirs.
Is this her chewing gum?
Yes, it's hers.
Is this your room?
No, it isn't ours.
Whose stamps are these?
They are mine.
Is this Bill's money order?
No, it isn't his. Note the use of question words with the future tense. Repeat the following questions and answers.
What are you going to do? What are you going to have? What are you going to make? Who is going to be there? Who is going to visit you? Who is going to help him? When will this class be over? When will we have our next exam? When will you graduate from here? Where are you going to study? Where are you going to eat breakfast? Where are you going to smoke? When will you be 28 years old? When are you coming to see me? When is it going to get cooler? Which car will you buy? Which color will you choose? Which type will you select? What time is he going to leave? What plane are you going to fly? What car are you going to use? Where are you going to take a break? Where are they going to play football? Where is he going to have lunch?
Listen to a conversation about getting an insured package.
Hello, George. What's new?
Hi, Jack. Nothing much. When are you going to get your package?
Oh, sometime this morning. I'll have to go to the post office. It's an insured package.
I'm going there now. Shall I get it for you?
Well, I'll have to sign for it. Thank you just the same.
Listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Hello, George. What's new?
Hi, Jack. Nothing much. When are you going to get your package?
Oh, sometime this morning. I'll have to go to the post office. It's an insured package.
I'm going there now. Shall I get it for you?
Well, I'll have to sign for it. Thank you, just the same.
Note the use of should and ought to in these sentences. Listen to them and repeat.
You should go on sick call. I ought to make an appointment. Tom should bring his book to class. He ought to carry paper and pencil. You should study this lesson carefully. I ought to go over this lesson again. This cadet should get a haircut. He ought to go to the barbershop now. I should send the letter by airmail. He should answer by telegram. We should tell everyone tomorrow. We ought to wait until next week. We should invite them to the party. You should ask Martha to come. You shouldn't stay up so late. You shouldn't drink so much coffee. We shouldn't disturb our neighbors. We shouldn't play our radios so loud. The pilot should fly carefully. He ought to check his instruments.
Listen to a conversation about getting a haircut.
Looks like you need a haircut. You should get one today.
I know I should, but I can't today. I have a dental appointment. That'll take the whole afternoon.
It shouldn't take you that long. You ought to be through by 3. You'll have 2 hours before supper. Can't you get a haircut in 2 hours?
I suppose so. I'll try.
Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Looks like you need a haircut. You should get one today.
I know I should, but I can't today. I have a dental appointment. That'll take the whole afternoon.
It shouldn't take you that long. You ought to be through by 3. You'll have 2 hours before supper. Can't you get a haircut in 2 hours?
I suppose so. I'll try.
Note the use of should and shouldn't. Repeat the following questions and answers.
Should we bring our books to class?
Yes, you should bring them to class.
Should students ask questions in class?
Yes, they should ask questions in class.
Should Tom study after school?
Yes, he should study after school.
Should Joe finish his assignment tonight?
Yes, he should finish it tonight.
Should I get a haircut now?
No, you shouldn't get one now.
Should I go to the store at 2?
No, you shouldn't go at 2.
Should we visit our sick friend today?
No, you shouldn't visit him today.
Should I carry my ID card at all times?
Yes, you should carry it at all times.
Shouldn't we stay home tonight?
No, you shouldn't stay home tonight.
Shouldn't we ask them to leave?
No, you shouldn't ask them to leave.
Listen to a conversation about visiting a sick friend.
My friend went to the hospital this morning. Should I visit him tonight?
That depends on his illness. What is the matter with him?
I think he has a broken leg. Is that very serious?
It's very painful. You shouldn't visit him right now. You ought to wait a few days.
I want to take some things to him.
Give them to the nurse. She'll take them for you. Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
My friend went to the hospital this morning. Should I visit him tonight?
That depends on his illness. What is the matter with him?
I think he has a broken leg. Is that very serious?
It's very painful. You shouldn't visit him right now. You ought to wait a few days.
I want to take some things to him.
Give them to the nurse. She'll take them for you. Now, let's review the use of must. We cannot use must in the past tense. Instead, we use had to. Example, I must study today. I had to study yesterday. Now, you will hear some sentences in the present tense using must.
you should say the sentence in the past tense and then repeat the correct response. Example.
I must go today.
I had to go yesterday.
I had to go yesterday.
I had to go yesterday.
They must go to class today. They had to go to class yesterday. The students must leave today. The students had to leave yesterday. I must erase a tape today. I had to erase a tape yesterday. You must stay here today. You had to stay here yesterday. He must drive to town today. He had to drive to town yesterday. We must speak English today. We had to speak English yesterday.
Here are some sentences containing special expressions we have learned. Listen to the sentences and repeat them. We are looking forward to the holidays. Are you looking forward to your trip? It takes me an hour to drive home.